evening, everybody. Thank you for joining the story of the day. Today, this 22nd day of the month of Shvat, was the Yahrzeit of the Rebbe Tzinchai Mushke, the wife of the Lubavitcher Rebbe Menachem Mendel Schneerson. I'd like to tell a brief story among the many, many stories that there are of the Rebbetzin. The Rebbetzin was a very, very humble woman. She was the daughter of a Rebbe, the husband of a Rebbe, and yet she acted in a very modest and humble way. Each day, she would go to the bakery, pick up some goods for the home, and the bakery was on Albany Street in Crown Heights. It was called the Albany Street Bakery. Of course, when she came in to the bakery, everyone gave her a lot of respect, but she did not make a big deal of it. And in later years, someone else would actually get out of the car and go into the bakery to purchase items while she waited in the car. Now, right across the street from the bakery, there was a building that had an apartment on the second floor. And so this apartment was right above where the Rebbetzin's car would park. She didn't drive the car, but she had a driver. And each day he would park right in that spot under that apartment window. And so the woman who lived in the apartment, the family that lived in the apartment, they made sure to cover their windows so that people wouldn't look out and stare at the Rebbetzin each day when she came to the bakery. And the woman of the house was very careful about it. After all, this was a spot from which everyone could see the Rebbetzin, and she made sure not to show any disrespect for the Rebbetzin. Therefore, she always kept those curtains closed so that people could not look out at the Rebbetzin in her car. However, one day she heard about a certain woman who for many years had not been able to have children. And so she said to her, "Here, come stand here next to the window. And when the Rebbetzin comes in her car and parks here, and the driver will go out and get something from the bakery for the Rebbe's house, you'll just look at the Rebbetzin. Hopefully that will give you a bracha looking at her, or perhaps realizing that you're looking at her. And hopefully from that, Hashem will bless you with children." And sure enough, that's exactly what happened. The woman stood by the open window and timed that the Rebbetzin's car pulled up, looked out the window. Sure enough, the Rebbetzin looked up at her just very briefly, very, very quick look. And not long after that, sure enough, she became pregnant. And she and her husband were blessed with a beautiful child. So see, we see that Rebbetzin was not just an ordinary person. She was able to give brachas as well, even with just a look. Baruch Hashem, we are blessed with such tzaddikim and tzidkaniyos. And soon the geula will come, and we will again be able to see and to meet all of the great neshamas of all of the great tzaddikim and tzidkaniyos who lived throughout the generations. Thank you for joining us. Story of the day.